The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another Victory Monday episode of the Philly Pod, and your Philadelphia Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl. They defeat the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. They put up 55 points. It was never close. It was never going to be the Commanders going on to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley shut the door on that, and they are now going to the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at The Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Sorry for the later show today, guys. I spent the morning kind of recovering. I was out all day yesterday. It was tailgating. Saw the game at the casino. I was on Broad Street all night. It was a party. It was amazing. To everyone that I met, either at the tailgates or ran into on Broad Street or and partied with, can't thank you guys enough. It was a vibe. It was a good time. Got pictures. I'm on a lot of people's phones this morning. People are waking up and probably seeing me on their phones and not remembering the pictures. But it was lit out there. I hope we get to celebrate again in 2 weeks as the Eagles are set to face the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59, the rematch of Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. And for those of you that are wrestling fans like myself, there's a lot of parallels to the Roman Reigns Cody Rhodes feud, how Cody couldn't get it done the first time and then he ultimately won it in Philadelphia. I was at that WrestleMania and I was a Roman fan, so I wasn't all that thrilled to see that. But if this plays out that way and the Eagles can pull it off, oh my goodness, and get another Super Bowl title, and Jalen Hurts' legacy could forever be solidified, as he is now the only quarterback in Eagles history to go to two Super Bowls. Nick Sirianni is the only head coach to go to two Super Bowls. I can't say enough great things about the performance that the Eagles put forth yesterday. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, 3 touchdowns each. Saquon Barkley rips off a touchdown run on the very first carry and sets the tone. And already from the rip, you can tell that the Eagles might run away with this one. The Eagles are known for blowing the doors off these teams at NFC Championship games. It happened to the Vikings in 2017. It happened to the 49ers 2 years ago. And now they put up 55 points on the Commanders. That is the highest point total in any championship game, either NFC or AFC. They put up 55 points. And who's everybody talking about this morning? I turn on FS1, I turn on ESPN, I turn on NFL Network, and everybody is already celebrating the three-peat. The Chiefs are going to be the first team to do it. Patrick Mahomes is going to do it. He's going to surpass Brady and all this stuff. But the Eagles are here. Why are we not talking about the team that just dropped 55? On the team that everyone thought Jaden Daniels might do it. He might go to the Super Bowl. He might be the first rookie quarterback to do it. Oh, no. And we beat the brakes off of them. And the Indy Eagles still can't get no respect because it's the Kansas City Chiefs and all eyes. They're on the three-peat. And now the Eagles stand in between Patrick Mahomes and that coveted three-peat. And if the Eagles have anything to say about it, they will not let that happened. Turnovers were the name of the game in this one. 4 turnovers for the Eagles. Fumbles galore. Fumbles all over the place. Eckler couldn't hold on to the ball. They gave up one on a kickoff. Quinyon gets a pick to end the game. He clamps Terry McLaurin. All I heard from Commanders fans all week long leading up to this game is Terry owns Quinyon now. Terry scored on him and he gets burned on him in one-on-one coverage. And Quinyon had to remind everybody who he was. Per Next Gen Stats, Quinyon Mitchell lined up
against Terry McLaurin on 36 of his 48 routes, aligning in press coverage on half of those matchups. Mitchell allowed just one catch for 7 yards on 4 targets against Terry McLaurin. And Quinyon comes down with an interception. He mocks Scary Terry's celebration with the mask and everything. He mocked him. And I think this is going to be one of those fun matchups. You know, the Lattimore, Mike Evans. Who was it back in the day? Josh Norman and Odell. I say back in the day. It wasn't that long ago. But Josh Norman and Odell. If we can get Terry and Quinyon for the next few years, I think that'd be entertaining to watch. Speaking of Lattimore, AJ wasn't taking no shit from Marshawn Lattimore either. Marshawn can't really keep up anymore. AJ had his way as well. A good bounce back performance for AJ Brown in the NFC Championship game. Finished with 6 catches for 96 yards and a touchdown on an out route. And we gotta shout out Kellen Moore. This man, Kellen Moore, in his bag. I'm going to chalk this up to, for a number of reasons, I think Kellen Moore called the best game of the season. Number one, I think because he got passed over for the Dallas job, they hired their offensive coordinator, Schottenheimer. I think Kellen Moore, the reports were that Kellen Moore really coveted that job, and he really thought that he had it kind of sealed up, and he was going to take that job after the year, and the Cowboys went in another direction. And I think that pissed Kellen off to a degree. And Kellen came out, all systems going, was like, oh, this is how it's going to be. And he was dialed in. He was locked in. We saw pop passes. We saw jet sweeps to Dallas Goedert. We saw all these crazy pass concepts that we didn't know where they were all season. Now this leads me to believe that the offense was conservative all year and they waited until the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl to unleash all of this stuff. Even Jalen Hurts himself said they let me out of the straitjacket for a little bit and they took the shackles off the offense and they let all systems go. Why couldn't the offense look like this all year long? Where was all this creative stuff all year long? But I understand it. You don't want to show everything. And the Eagles knew that they would be playing this deep into the season, so they wanted to save some things. But we saw a lot of creativity from Kellen Moore, and so much that they put up 55 points. Turnovers obviously contributed to that. Saquon contributed to that. 3 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts contributed to that. 3 rushing touchdowns, and a passing touchdown of his own. Jalen Hurts finished with 20 of 28 passing, 246 yards, and a passing touchdown, and 3 more rushing touchdowns, 110.1 passer rating. You can't say that Jalen Hurts is not a gamer. The closer you get to the Super Bowl, the better Jalen Hurts plays. He is the definition of a gamer. He might not be the best regular season performer of all time, and he has really good regular seasons, enough to be in the MVP conversation for portions of every single year that he has been the starter. Minus the first year. But man, with every single game that gets closer to that championship, he just locks in and gets better and better and better. And it's almost flawless football. Yesterday's performance was eerily similar to how he played in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And if we get this version of Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl with this defense, the Eagles are better than they were 2 years ago when they played the Chiefs. And they were a penalty away from winning that game. This defense is so much better. They didn't have Saquon Barkley back then. Miles Sanders got benched in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Now he has a running back that can break one off whenever he feels like it. I like the matchup on paper against the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe they opened up as 1.5 point underdogs. They did. The Eagles opened up as. I wouldn't be shocked if that's more of a pick 'em as we get closer to the game and it's going to be even odds. But this matchup on paper, I like how the Eagles. I like how they match up on it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shout out to Nolan Smith, man. 4.5 sacks this postseason. That is the most ever by any Eagle in a single postseason. Nolan Smith is game-wrecking himself. This is a more impressive tear than what Hassan Reddick did 2 years ago. Nolan Smith is wreaking havoc off the edge. Having 4-3 speed off the edge really is a cheat code. That really isn't talked about as much with Nolan Smith. Everyone talks about his size and he's undersized. He is so damn fast off the edge. That 4-3 speed coming off of that. And once you master the technique, he's almost unstoppable. Jordan Davis got a sack. Jalen Carter's presence was felt. Zach Bond still recovering fumbles and forcing fumbles. It is crazy. Oren Burks still playing at a high level, replacing N'Kobe Dean. Nick Sirianni was FaceTiming N'Kobe Dean after the game to celebrate because N'Kobe was getting surgery done, and Nick Sirianni made sure to FaceTime him so N'Kobe could be a part of the celebration. This team is so tight-knit, and you can tell that they're so unselfish. When Will Shipley got a touchdown, his first career touchdown coming in the NFC Championship game, Saquon, first one to go celebrate with him. This team is so selfless, and that's what you need to go further in the playoffs. And I don't want to take anything away from the Commanders, even though the fans were annoying and they were some of them are nasty and all the things that was going on this week. But I like Jaden Daniels as a player, and I think that the Commanders have a bright future. But we weren't ready. This wasn't your time, Jaden. You guys overachieved. You can tell that the Commanders really didn't plan to be like they didn't plan to get this far. You go on the 18-play drive to start the game, and you settle for a field goal. The game was lost at that point. Dan Quinn wasn't serious. He wasn't serious in this game. The Eagles were. 4th-and-5 deep bomb to A.J. Brown. They did not care. They wanted to come out and make it known that we're the better team and we're the ones that deserve to go to the Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels is cute and all. The Commanders is cute and all. The Commanders did the heavy lifting for us. I can thank them for that. They took out the Lions just to get shit on in the following week and get dropped 50 on. But that is the name of the game when you go up against a team that is just flat out better than you. The Eagles outmatched them from coaching to special teams, offense and defense. And it's we're really going back to the Super Bowl. And the pain from 2 years ago that is still so prominent with all of us, and the penalties and Jonathan Gannon refusal to adjustment. It's Vic time now. It's Vic Fangio, and I don't think they're going to blitz Mahomes or none of that stuff. They didn't blitz Jaden Daniels a ton, but I think Vic is going to have some stuff for Patrick Mahomes in that game, and I can't wait to see it because Jalen knows that hurt. Jalen Hurts knows that hurt from the Hurts knows that hurt, no pun intended. Jalen Hurts knows that pain from 2 years ago, and you don't ever want to feel it again. A.J. Brown spoke when he was speaking with reporters. They said, what's different between 2022 and now? And A.J. Brown said he felt like a paid actor the first time around. It was just like a lot of media and all the interviews and stuff. And he's like, emotions are removed this time around. We're all removed from that stuff. Like, we'll do the obligations because we have to, but we're locked in and we're focused on one goal. And I think that's how the 2017 Eagles were. Alshon, we all know the legendary interview with Alshon, who asked him about, oh, how do you like all the stuff, the media week and the Justin Timberlakes, and they asked him all about that stuff. And he was like, we could have flew in on Saturday. We could have stayed in Philly till Saturday and played the game. I'm not for all of this. And I think that's why they won. They were so dialed in that they refused to lose. And this team feels like that is the same case. It is Saquon's birthday on the Super Bowl. It is also Cooper DeJean's birthday on the Super Bowl. It is almost like destiny. Like the stars are aligning, that the story has to be this way. You lose to Mahomes the first time. You go have to fight, get up the mountain, you have a bad next year. That ends in pain, and then you come back even stronger the following year after you make adjustments to try and take down that titan again of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. The 2022 pain was so much, it was because that season was so perfect, and if they pulled it off, Jalen Hurts would have been known as one of the few quarterbacks to beat Mahomes in a Super Bowl, and I was like, man, I don't know if you're going to have that chance again. And now we do, and if you can pull this off and be one of the people to take a Super Bowl away from Mahomes and Andy Reid, if you can be the team to stop the three-peat, oh my, you are legendary. Your legacy is sealed forever. That Jalen Hurts is one of the few quarterbacks to not only beat Mahomes, but they stopped the three-peat from happening. I think there's so many people out there hoping that the Chiefs do not pull this off, but there's so many people that are also hoping that the Eagles don't win because the Eagles are just so hated. Kellen Moore was really in his man. Some of the stuff he was doing, I was like, Kellen, where was this all year long? My goodness. Jalen Hurts. Oh, my God. If you look at the list of quarterbacks to reach 2 Super Bowls within their first 5 years as starter, Troy Aikman, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, Kurt Warner, Russell Wilson, and now Jalen Hurts are the only quarterbacks on that list. You win the Super Bowl, your legacy is sealed forever, especially in this city. I also want to give praise to Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens. Cam Jurgens he was active, but he did not start. So Landon Dickerson was playing center with Tyler Steen playing left guard. And Landon Dickerson was noticeably hurt through much of the second quarter and could barely even walk to the ball to snap it. And they had to like hide his helmet so that he could not get back into that game. He was not coming out, but he finished the first half. And then Cam Jurgens came out and endured his back pain to make sure that they could finish that game on top. And those two guys are as tough as they come, and they gave us another crack to get this job done, and we couldn't have done it without either of those guys. And now the Eagles are sitting here with a prime opportunity to bring another Super Bowl championship to this city. And if they win it, and if they win it, you start to have real conversations about y'all. As young as this team is, I don't want to get ahead of it, but you might be able to have like long-term championship conversations with this team. Like, how many can they win at this rate with as young as they are? It is crazy. There's reports out there, and I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want it to be that way, but you start to think, like, if they can win this thing, oh my God, what? Like, and then the way the future looks, holy hell, it is amazing the things that this team might be able to do. There's reports out there that I saw last night that Brandon Graham could be coming off IR today. I also wanted to wait a little bit to see what that looked like. Brandon Graham said he was going to have some conversations with some people today and get checked out and see if that could be a thing. He tore his triceps in the regular season game against the Rams, so I'm not sure what the timeline and all that is for Brandon Graham, but there was a report out there, I believe from the Inquirer, that he could potentially come off IR today, and then they'll see if he can play in the Super Bowl. If he can play, and this can be his last game, and they pull it off, and he can ride off into the sunset, man, you couldn't ask for a better bow on a career than that. So Brandon Graham, I'm sure, is going to try everything that he can do to play in this game. But Hurts, man, two Super Bowl appearances in 3 years. Not a lot of people can say that. And I love this team. I love this team so much through and through. And I want to see them get it done. Slay's last year here, he said he was going to, yesterday was his probably his last game at the Link. So Slay wants to get it done. There's just so many factors going into this that this needs to come together. The Eagles have to do it. Just one more win, guys. Come on, we can do this. Just one more win, and you are solidified. You are immortal forever if you can pull this off, guys. Super Bowl 59, 2 weeks away. You will, of course, have pods leading all the way up as we have updates and all that stuff, and covering Media Week and all the fun stuff that the Eagles are going to be obligated to do leading up to the Super Bowl. Appreciate you guys for tuning into this quick reaction episode as the Eagles moving on to the Super Bowl, slated to face the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid once again. Let's get it done, guys. Be sure to subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod. I will catch you guys later in the week as I recover still from the celebration yesterday. Thank you guys so much again for introducing yourselves if I saw you and partying and having a great time. And let's try to do it again in 2 weeks. Until the next one, y'all. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.